In a world filled with endless distractions, pressures, stresses, and uncertainties, it's all too easy to lose sight of what truly matters and what makes you happy. In today's episode, I'll be sharing not just a list of suggestions, but suggestions that can be used as a divine roadmap to help you choose true happiness. It's about making choices that align with your innermost desires and your faith. It's about creating a life that reflects the beauty of your authentic self, one filled with purpose, peace, and a heart brimming with gratitude. Welcome to Choose True Happiness, the faith-infused podcast where dreams are ignited, gratitude and joy fill the air, and your vision for the future takes flight as you partner with God to co-create a happier, more fulfilling life. Hi, I'm your host, Donna Berger, your faith-based Dream Catalyst mentor. Join me as we embark on this spirit-led journey that empowers you to focus forward toward a radiant future. If you're a faith-based woman who's achieved success in your business or career, but you feel like something's missing in your personal life, then I've got just the thing for you. Introducing the Pursue Your Dreams, a quiz on embracing your future. This quiz is your starting point to nurture your soul's aspirations and dive into those dreams that fill your heart with true happiness. If you're longing for more, this quiz is perfect for you because this is the beginning of your extraordinary journey. This quiz isn't just a set of questions, it's a gateway to transformation. It's designed to help you assess your readiness, mindset, and alignment with pursuing your dreams. So if you're seeking greater fulfillment in your personal life and you're ready to take action toward your radiant future, head on over to donnaberger.com and let the transformation begin. Welcome back. I'm so happy you're here. Okay, let's dive into our topic for today, which is 15 practical and faith-based suggestions to choose true happiness. Now, in a nutshell, true happiness is not about fleeting pleasures or conforming to societal pressures. It involves seeking and embracing the deeper, lasting sources of joy and satisfaction. It's about conscious and intentional decisions that align with your genuine well-being, contentment, and fulfillment. It's deeply rooted in aligning with God's will, your self-awareness, personal values, and a sense of purpose. Okay, so hopefully you have a notebook and a pen. So I got the first suggestion for you, and this is at the core of it all, nurturing a personal relationship with God. This relationship provides a profound sense of purpose, comfort, and hope. It's the foundation upon which true happiness can be built. Now, suggestion number two brings us to living according to biblical values. Embracing virtues such as love, compassion, forgiveness, humility, and honesty is key to choosing true happiness. These principles can guide you on your journey. Next up is contentment. It's a form of true happiness that encourages you to find peace and satisfaction in your current circumstances, rather than constantly chasing material possessions or worldly success. Now, the fourth suggestion reminds you that forgiveness and redemption are powerful sources of true happiness. Receiving God's forgiveness and extending forgiveness to others can lead to emotional healing and a liberating sense of freedom. Now, moving on to suggestion number five, engaging in faith-based communities with other believers is a beautiful way to cultivate a sense of belonging and shared purpose, enhancing your overall happiness. Suggestion six suggests that you take time for self-reflection. Understanding your dreams, desires, strengths, weaknesses, and what truly brings you joy is essential for identifying what is genuinely meaningful to you. Now, being authentic is number seven. Living in alignment with your values, character, and beliefs without compromising your true nature to please others is a powerful path to true happiness. Now, suggestion number 8 is the practice of mindful awareness. Being present in the moment and cultivating gratitude for what you have allows you to appreciate the small joys and experiences that contribute to your everyday happiness. Now, cultivating healthy, supportive relationships that encourage your growth and well-being is suggestion number 9. These meaningful connections play a significant role in your overall happiness. Now, suggestion number 10 is to continuously seek opportunities for personal and spiritual development and growth. The pursuit of new skills and knowledge can enhance your sense of accomplishment and satisfaction. Setting boundaries is number 11. Learning to say no to things that drain your energy or bring negativity into your life helps you prioritize your own well-being, which will lead to your inner happiness. Now, moving on to suggestion number 12, emotional resilience. Developing the ability to cope with challenges and setbacks constructively is a vital component to your overall well-being. Resilience enables you to navigate difficulties more effectively. Suggestion number 13 encourages you to practice gratitude. Focusing on the positive aspects of your life is a path to true happiness. Recognizing and being thankful for God's blessings cultivates a positive and thankful attitude. Now, the 14th suggestion is about contributing to others. Engaging in acts of kindness and contributing to the well-being of others brings a sense of fulfillment and happiness. And finally, number 15 is a balanced life. Striving for balance in areas like work, relationships, hobbies, and self-care helps prevent burnout and promotes overall happiness. Okay, so real quick, here are all 15. Number 1, relationship with God. 2, biblical values. 3, contentment. 4, forgiveness and redemption. 5, community and fellowship. 6, self-reflection. 7, authenticity. 8, mindful awareness. 9, positive relationships. 10, personal growth. 11, setting boundaries. 12, emotional resilience. 13, gratitude. 14, contributing to others. And number 15, balanced lifestyle. Now, choosing true happiness is a journey. It involves a deeper understanding of oneself and a commitment to living authentically while pursuing meaningful goals and experiences. It's a journey that requires self-awareness, continuous effort, and a willingness to align with God's will to live the happy and fulfilling life God has designed for you. It involves aligning your life with the teachings and principles from Scripture, as well as seeking a deep and meaningful relationship with God. Now, this perspective emphasizes that true happiness comes not just from external circumstances, but from a connection to God, a life of faith, and a commitment to living in accordance with biblical values. May your path be filled with the radiant light of true happiness. And remember to go to donnaberger.com/quiz to take your free quiz today. Until next time, choose true happiness and keep smiling. Let's create a ripple effect. I'd be honored if you would subscribe, hit the like button, and please share this podcast with your friends so that together we can all enjoy living happier, more fulfilling lives. Thanks for listening. Have a happy and blessed day. Bye.